Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
But it's beautiful. It is there. And 1 degree. I need to say something. But Thank you.
Keyboard riffs and electro-funk drum machine patterns of one of the most popular music genres at the time, Latin freestyle. It's also where this trio met, honed their skills, and embarked on a journey to stardom. Then, in the blink of an eye, they were gone, and three new lookalikes showed up in their place. Let's find out what happened to 80s Latin freestyle group Exposé. Exposé formed in 1984, when Miami disc jockey and music producer Louis Martinet decided to form a dance-based group. He, along with his business partner, Francisco Diaz and Ismael Garcia, hired Sandra Tola, Alejandra Lorenzo, and Lori Miller. They first performed under the name Expose until it was later changed to Expose. closing. According to Lori, the story goes a little something like this. Once upon a time, Miami-born Lori was part of a dance act. One day, one of the choreographers she was taking dance classes from mentioned that a bunch of music producers were looking for vocalists for their singing group called Technolust. During the audition process, she would meet the people involved with the project who also had an idea for yet another group in mind. Since Lori already decided that she'd rather do her own solo thing, she thought she could participate by doing choreography for the new group. After some time, they convinced her that she should be in the group after she met Alejandra, or Allie, who was Lewis's girlfriend at the time, and they hit it off. Sandra, who was supposed to come in one day to lay down some vocals for what would be their debut single, didn't show up, so Allie stepped in and blew everyone away. Sandra eventually did show up, and the rest, as they say, is history. At the same time, due to the success of a record Lewis had put out with Technolust called Woman, he decided to band together with Francisco and Ismael to create their own label, Pantera Records. The trio would go out every weekend and perform 3 or 4 shows for $100 a pop. Then, the following year, the trio recorded A Point of No Return. Under their old name, the song became a #1 hit on the Billboard Hot Dance Club Play chart and, in turn, caught the attention of some major labels. Before they knew it, Exposé became signed recording artist with Arista Records, but not for a record deal. Clive Davis wasn't as enthusiastic about them as the A&R rep at the label was that fought to give the group a fighting chance. They ended up locked in for a 2-single deal with an option for an album. A year later, Exposé released their second single called Exposed to Love. Impressed with the performance of the 2 singles on the dance charts, Arista granted approval for the group to record a full-length album. Then, everything fell apart. Allie, who was never comfortable being on stage anyway, wanted out. Issues between Sandra and the label came to a head, so she needed to go as well. It all kind of worked out after Lori and Allie spotted Jeanette Jurado at a club in L.A. one night. She had the look and the sound, and they both thought she would make a perfect replacement. They couldn't wait to connect with Lewis to tell him the good news. Little did the original three realize, but the timing probably couldn't have been more perfect for things to go off the rails the way they did. Due to the overwhelming popularity of their singles, Exposé, or actually their behind-the-scenes team, started making a lot of money and began living the good life to the full. One thing they didn't do was cross their T's and dot their I's. So, one day, the feds swooped in and took everything after they failed to pay Uncle Sam. Lori and Francisco's relationship, which had blossomed into an engagement, would also come crashing down. She actually became so disheartened with everything going on that she never even signed her horrible contract with Pantera. A major fight broke out one fateful night between Lori and Sandra when Sandra threatened Lori over why she hadn't been brought into the studio. At that moment, Lori decided she was done. She had been willing at one point to soldier on with the new lineup of her, Jeanette, and Jersey girl, Joya Bruno. Now, Lori had to deal with more backlash from everyone over her decision to leave. Since her vocals were already all over the album, she was sent a cease and desist letter stating that she wasn't allowed to even say she was a former member of Exposé. To add insult to injury, they still chose to leave her vocals on the track, as well as Sandra's and Allie's, and since she never signed a contract, she's never received any royalties for her work. Over the years, many rumors have circulated about all three original members having been fired, which was not the case at all. Ann Curlis replaced Lori, who went on to begin her solo career. She released the singles Parallels and Love is a Natural Magical Thing, and even landed her own solo record deal. She would eventually be asked to be released from her contract so she could go off and do her own thing, which involved performing on cruise ships all over the world. She also formed her own entertainment company, Chica Productions. It's become internationally known and acclaimed for creating a unique and artistic atmosphere in diverse entertainment venues using unusual entertainers, creative lighting, and decor. After leaving Exposé, Allie had no plan to continue singing. However, a friend of hers, who took over managing her for a while, convinced her that she needed to get back at it. So she did, returning to the charts with the songs I Wanna Know in 1988 and Stop Me If I Fall in Love in 1990. Jennifer Two later served as a solo artist going by the name She released a solo album at the Hotel, which garnered a club hit, You're the One, Love Desire, and Notice Me. She continued to tour actively until her death from a seizure in December 2008. She was 46 years old. In March 1987, the new lineup of Exposé released their debut album titled Exposure, led by the hit Come Go With Me, which became a top five hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. During the summer of 87, a re-recorded version of Point of No Return was released, with Jeanette now performing lead vocals. It did equally as well on the Hot 100. While the initial distribution of Exposure to suppliers contained the original 84 version of the song, subsequent pressing contained the new version. The next single release, the mid-tempo R&B track, Let Me Be the One, continued their successful role. The group's highest charting hit occurred the following year with the number one hit ballad, Seasons Change. This single, no doubt, played a major role in the album going triple platinum in the U.S. During Exposé's peak, the group endured major legal issues behind the scenes. The members had a restrictive contract, and there were reports in the media of backstage battles. The group's second album, What You Don't Know, dropped in 1989. It performed well and was certified gold. The title track, as well as the follow-up, When I Looked at Him and Tell Me Why, all became top 10 hits. As an all-female group, this amazing track record gave Exposé 7 back-to-back top 10 hits on the Hot 100. Only the Supremes have more. In 2015, Billboard magazine named the band the 8th most successful girl group of all time. The success of Exposé in the U.S. led to similar girl groups being created and existing ones being signed to major labels such as Company B, Sweet Sensation, Pajama Party, Seduction, and The Cover Girl. In the summer of 91, while touring with Exposé, Joya began having throat problems. Later, it was discovered to be a small benign tumor on her left vocal cord. This news caused the group to cut their tour short. Then they took some time off from their schedule in hopes that she would recover. Sadly, Joya completely lost her voice and couldn't sing for several years. She was ultimately replaced by singer-songwriter Kelly Moneymaker the following year. After Kelly joined the group, Exposé released their self-titled third album. Unfortunately, the album was not as commercially successful as the previous two, but it still achieved gold status. Jeanette also had a solo shining moment around this time, playing the role of Rosie in the 1995 independent drama film Mi Familia, or My Family. However, toward the end of that year, Arista decided to drop the group. The members disbanded and took time off to raise families as well as pursue their own individual projects. Kelly went on to have a successful career as a solo artist, songwriter, and producer. She's released 4 albums, and the original music she's written and produced has been featured on TV shows such as CSI, Without a Trace, and Gossip Girl, as well as numerous major motion pictures. Jeanette appeared in films, on stage, and released a solo EP titled Lovely in 2013, and focused on songwriting, supplying vocals to several projects, and also provided academic instruction on music and the music business. Joya pursued theater acting and also provided vocals for other artists. By 97, she had fully recovered from her throat tumor and began singing again. After a small stint with another band, she started work on a solo career and achieved several number one hits on the dance chart. She's released 2 solo albums, Expose This in 2004 and a Christmas album in 2013. After a long hiatus in August 2003, the lineup of Anne, Jeanette, and Kelly reunited briefly for 1 reunion concert. While there was a desire to do more shows, according to Kelly, they weren't able to make it happen at that time. Fortunately, 3 years later, Jeanette announced on social media that the group had signed with a major booking agency, and Joya was now back for the first time in 15 years. On October 21st, 2006, Exposé with the lineup of Anne, Jeanette, and Joya kicked off their tour at the American Airlines Arena in Miami. Kelly continues to remain an honorary member of the group and has said she would fill in for anyone who may not be available or to appear with the full lineup on special occasions. In 2011, a lawsuit that had been filed several years prior concerning a trademark licensing agreement for the rights to Exposé's name was affirmed by court ruling. It cited Jeanette, Anne, and Joya as the rightful owners. This was a shocking win since the members frequently signed contracts that explicitly agreed they did not own the trademark. They were able to get around this by demonstrating that they, rather than a promoter with no creative involvement for 25 years, was represented by the trademark. In August 2012, the group independently released the single, Shine On. Several years later, the group's debut album was reissued. Comprising of two discs, the reissue also came with an extensive booklet, which detailed the history of the group, the story behind the song, as well as the lyrics to all the tracks. After staying off the road throughout 2020, Exposé returned to the stage in 2021 and also have dates scheduled for next year. Thanks for watching. Please like, share, and comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe and turn on your notifications.
That's what happens to Exposé. Now, got a cool. Okay. Whoa, I still love it. Here we are. Aerosmith.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a fun day.
Yeah. Don't take money, don't take fame, don't need no credit card to write.
It's a good show today, for the most part. But I don't think I did what I should just say on that show. But it looks like you can tell it would.
So we're going our separate ways. There can only be brighter days. 'Cause that didn't mean that much to you. Work it out, don't lose the fight. You can make it turn out right. 'Cause you've got the heart to be secure. When I wanted you, I needed
you. Oh, you. Yeah, I did. Yeah, God, come on.
Might just miss me too, and I'd sing for you.
All right.
So we're going our separate ways. There can only be brighter days. Cause if this means that much to you, work it out, don't lose the fight. You can make it turn out right. Cause you've got the heart to be when I thank you.